Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
There you go, and send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, otherwise give us a shout. It is 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. I am keen to hear from you. Really, yes. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Bereng.
Hey, Putwami.
Hey, Chabong, Kim, Bim, Nandi, Zoro, Bereng. I got the cheese of Angle, by the way. The way the Langa corner might. I. That's you were born. What I
get. The case achieves.
Ah, I want to lament. Yeah.
Ibonil!
I got a Labafan, the squad command, the Labafan, 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 the
Labafan, the Labafan, the
Labafan, the Labafan, the Labafan, the Labafan, the Labafan, the Labafan, the Labafan, no Papa Hadere, no Papa JD Dominiki, Niazu, which is a chief to Dominic.
Oh, no, Sigil, lo, Lobega Amazulu, Bega Pagatoso Twin, O Pumil, Chablan, so I am Bombella, Pern, Chablan Pumile, Second Zintozake, Jagil, Pern, O Pumilo, Stensil, I got him big, Chablan, got him big.
I know, but I want to buy improve it, many would you. The topic, my brothers, our spiritual reputation. We must seek peace with all men. Logos is going to see the Luga more in Wayne. Because everything that is good starts with God, my brothers. Our spiritual reputation, we must always be dependent on the grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Our spiritual reputation is that freedom must be maintained in Jesus Christ, and we must continue to walk in humble submission to God. We must always focus on the truth, brethren. He has got to finally see the authority and the light of this world. That is Matthew 5, verses 13 to 14. And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 21, it must be ministers of reconciliation for God, brother. Hello?
Iglalel.
And our spiritual reputation, brother, mustn't have been a pride. Because sometimes you are so boisterous, brother.
Hey,
this is born a thing, no kunabanya bantu.
It's true.
Ngoba the pride sends us a cater bantu. See the dembu that you don't have a final shuma is ngoba azanga a party school. Azan is in what you would fund this. But Jesus Christ to show all men and women we enable for his kingdom. Azanga bono Peter as an ordinary fisherman, brother. Wambuga with the eyes of divine compassion.
Absolutely. Nati
Maside no tando, singa keta bantu, brother. He cried, Genesis, and good things won't sing. Oh no, Sazi is from Genesis to Revelation, brother. Nyabonga kulu, my brother. To God be the glory.
All the time, may the Father be glorified, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. Thank you, sir. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. And we are touching base on the issue of a spiritual reputation. What has become of the reputation of believers? Bongani, Bongani, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Despite everything, Kulunyiwe, you are able to talk to us again. Thank you, Given Moketsi. Sister ladies, thank you so much. I see it. Frank, I see it, my pastor. And Amelia, Mam Maureen, I see it. Also, Maria Timpe, I see it. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And I'm promising you a song. Let me get to talk with Mfundisi Mota. Mfundisi Mota, now, a spiritual reputation if one has to look into it again, in Hebrews 11:11, it says, by faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who has promised. The perspective that we have of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim, is that he is the Father, and who does not relent on his word. He's faithful. He keeps his promises at all time. And here is Sarah with a reputation. The reputation of Sarah is an observation. Sarah says, I trust him because he is faithful on everything that he says. And he talks about the Most High. What's your take? Muruti?
Mfundisi, siyabonga ngempela kunjalo. Kunesisho esithi isihlahla sibonakala ngeyithelo zalo. So we see uSarah la because he knows ukuthi the one who has promised is faithful. So it shows a spiritual reputation sakhe ukuthi uyamthemba lo thembisayo noma lo thembisile, and he knows that lo othembisile is able to do abound and exceedingly so. So leyo nto leyo imenze wangena encwadini zamaqhawe, because la kukhulunywa ngamaqhawe okholwa in Hebrews chapter 11. So Sarah, for her having that faith, because naye ukuze the power and the word of God to be able to manifest embelweni yakhe aconceive while she was already old, it's because she had faith, and she was and she had faith that lo thembisile is able to do it. In other words, kukhombisa ukuthi ngiyazi even if my situation now it does not look like anything can happen, but because he has spoken. So uSarah waziwa ngaloko ukuthi he accepted the word that was spoken to him. That's why Apostle Paul uthi noma ebhala mfundisi uthi Abraham by faith he was counted righteous. In Galatians chapter 3 verse 6 it says, just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So we see the element of faith, we see the reputation of faith kulabazalwane who are now ngathi bangamaqhawe an okholo. So therefore kubalulekile ukuthi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we stand ngokukholwa, sima ngokukholwa, so that the izwe noma libheka laphana lisibone lithi, but that man, he had nothing but he believed God. Look at him today. And in so doing, we are glorifying the Father because we know that he is faithful. And he said in his word that I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. So if you know that and believe that and abide in that, therefore you shall be counted also with the good reputation of faith. Earlier, isihlahla sibonakala ngani ngezithelo zalo. The Lord Jesus says in Matthew 7, verse 17, Mfundisi, he says, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
Absolutely.
So, reputation yethu mayibonakale ukuthi siletha izithelo ezinhle. Mfundisi, earlier he spoke about the light. So therefore, let us be the light. Kubonakale ukholwa, usebenze empilweni, so that people can be able to follow Christ, because we are the followers of Christ. Singabi ilabazwana bakhuluma ukuthi don't do or do what I say, don't do as I do. While Apostle Paul uthi, imitate me because I imitate Christ. So in other words, in everything esiyenzayo, the reputation of Christ should be visible in our life.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Otherwise, drop us a voice note there. And you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Sipho, let me bring this to you. When we talk of a spiritual reputation, and I'm going to hang out on Hebrews 11 because it speaks so much about reputation. Now, if you look at verse 19, it says, concluding that Yahuwah was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. Now, the very aspect of Christ himself, his reputation, rendering his life for our sins, and then believing the Father, that the Father will raise him up. A reputation of becoming vulnerable to the Father, and then allowing the Father to be the strength that you do not have. Allowing the Father to be the strength that you do not have, and allowing the Father to do that which your life you cannot do. Leaving everything into his hands. You remember that song? And it shows about a helplessness. But by faith, one believes that, hey, one day I shall be raised up again. The same as Christ did. What a reputation. Sipho.
Amazing, Mfundisi, indeed. We need that level of faith to reach such a level of stage whereby we believe God even in the level of nomakuthobatinyafa, when you can record it very well, O Daniel, no Shadrach, no Meshach, no Abednego. Bethi, kuyokwazeka ukuthi asikhothamanga phambi kankulunkulu basefabhele. Level ethi, if we die, let it be. I mean, other words, Mfundisi, but even our ashes will testify. In other words, the ashes will lay a spiritual reputation with law umlotha wabantu who walked with God. Such a level, Mfundisi, it needs a level of faith where we don't change on what we believe at. No wonder Ufunda Mayeperu chapter 11, because without faith we cannot please God. And that is why this guy, he had that reputation, and they were walking in such a reputation. It's amazing, Mfundisi, Uma ubeka even in 1 John 11, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 to 21. Lingibusa ngokuthi njengoba uKristu enjalo nathi sinjalo kule lizwe. Yingakho ukukholwa kwethu, Mfundisi, kumele kulingise uJesu so that i-reputation yayo kuJesu ibe phakathi kithi. Asingathi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, kodwa ukukholwa kwethu akumfuzi uNkulunkulu. Yingakho uma ulifunde le verse lithi, God is love, and ongathandiyo akamazi uNkulunkulu. Yingakho if umhlaba kumele usazi nge-spiritual reputation ese-right, ukuthi siyathanda. Uthi Jesu, izwe ngaphandle nolazi ngokuthi ningabafundi bami uma nithandana. That spiritual reputation, ukuthi uma umntwana kaNkulunkulu, you must be filled with God's love. Ingabikho inzondo. Nowanda uJesu ethi, thandani izitha zenu, nikhulekele abanizingelayo. Ngoba kuba isibuso sikaNkulunkulu ukuthi ey'ntweni zonke kubonakale uthando lukaNkulunkulu phakathi kithi. Bantu bangaboni thina, kodwa babone this spiritual reputation ukuthi sithanda uNkulunkulu. Ngamanye amazwi, ukuphila kwethu kufihliwe kanye noKristu emazulwini. Athi uPaul kuGalatians chapter 2 verse 20 athi, it's no longer I who live it, but Christ in me. In other words, akusemina, Mfundisi, kubonakala uNkulunkulu ephila phakathi kimi. Yingako leli verse, verse 17 la ngifunde khona ku 1 John chapter 4 uthi, this is how love is made perfectly complete among us, so that we may be confident on the day of judgment in this world that we become like Christ. In other words, the reputation Christ had, they must be seen to us. We've got this reputation, Jesu, which is why it all ends. Jesu wayethanda, uJesu wayenesihle. In other words, all these attributes nezinto ezazinhle kuKristu, let it be found in us, because it is a spiritual reputation to have the mind of Christ in us.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. It's 18 minutes over the hour. Like I promised, I'm going to play some songs, man. For you, here is one of the songs we haven't played in a while.
Give your faith wings, explore life with 657 AM.
Mabongi Mabaso there. Dunisa, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And thank you so much for the voice notes, man. And it has just been one of those beautiful things. You know, when you get voice notes from people and, of course, from friends, you get voice notes, you get messages even from people. I will read those messages, man. And thank you so much. I appreciate those who are watching also on Facebook. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And of course, it's the first time that I put a show on Facebook. I never do that, you know. But I just thought, okay, let's do it a bit and see how it goes. And then we'll take it from there. And you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. The very notion and aspect of a reputation of believers. Do we have a good one? What is a spiritual reputation even all about? We'll be back after this.
Tsunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Okay, let us talk to Gladys. Hello Gladys.
Muruti wa ka le thapa maneng ena ke o dumedisa le biso ne matla biso ne na le mohaule rekuluhelan le tsa nthotse saetsa le ndie sa hale ke tswa kere keng kwa na muruti jale ke fitla ke pepeta konopo yaka e be se nna hlela o pulpit mo na kere e ho bua ka modimo mo stabentse ho bua ka modimo jale ka bule ka hlakaga ke mamele jale ntse ko mametse muriti wa ka bane le manhlaphulena ne ntse ke mo mametse le pasta ba fana ka tabatse monati ka ga esentse ke mamela jale ha ke mametse hona jale tsena ntse ku tla o bua ka reputation e ya rebulaya ba ruti hle ya rebulaya taba hore re sa ikatile ha kore modimo ri ya morata batho thata ba rona ha re batlo arohana le ntho thweng nna wa bana ha re ka dilita ka pa rabula ya nthona o thwinki nna ra fa modimo sibaka sa ha ka ha ro pelo tsa rona re tlo mophelela le ha ke le ka ra mesebetsi ya magoa ha re tlo batla o tshaba bana re holy holy ka ra ntwa modimo ntate muruti re holy holy too much but ha re fihla ka ntle ka pa mesebetsi nye re phelang e re sebetsa mo yona ka pa di family tsa rona ga sleka Hobane rebellion tori hotlo thure ditlatla jolo ka first Corinthians chapter 1 verse 1 hare pulelo se fapano ke botla ba timelang empa ho ba boloke hang ke matla re sa ba hlella re le mawata bane ntwa modimo tlamailo o kobe muruti waka thatwa modimo ba tla ho iphila Iti bale wena o mang ke ka mo apostola Paulo se ba Philippi chapter 4 verse 13 ring nka etsa tsotlhe ka Kriste ya mpha matla ho bana ha re bala 2 Chronicles chapter 7 14 verse 14 modimo ore ha se tshaba saka se bitswang ka libitso laka sa ikokobetsa sa rapela sa batla fahloho saka sa fapoa tsela tsa sona tse kgopo ke tlo utlwa ke le mahodimo ke tlo lebala sebe sa bona ke fodise le lefatshe la bona moruti ka modimo ka re thusa and especially ntho kopaneng le boikokobetso reputation ya hao wa e lebala o tsamaya ka smilo sa morena jeso o re ntate bopa ka re go nna pelo hlokile ne moyo o tileng gobane ke suo ya gore fe ntate modimo access ya hae dipelong tsa rona gore re kobege go gole yena ho hole yana rona re e fatshe muruti waka ha re ka ithuta o itebala o muruti modimo a re thusetle modu ene le teng hape a go thusa fela le gona go dumela o thusa hala ke o leboga hle muruti waka it's my first time o kena ke Gladys Magongwana ka mona ka bophelo thank you papa
thank you house ladies thank you so much first time caller there we really appreciate you And I'm going to play you Xoli Mncwango. Don't worry. I'm going to play you Xoli Mncwango. And we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Hey, send me a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop me a voice note also on the WhatsApp, on my screen, that one. The one on the other side that you can't see on Facebook, that one. And then I will be able to see you there and play just as much. And also, give me a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We are touching base on the very issue and aspect of a spiritual reputation. Today, what is left of us? That little bit of spiritual reputation is there. You know, what is left of us when we look into that? We are touching on that. The people who used to talk so much, you know, I'm not much into Facebook, you know, talking live and stuff. The first time today in many, many years that I'll do this. But it doesn't mean that I have not been watching. And the people who used to talk about the gospel so much, the level that was so high, seem to have dissipated. They talk about other things, man. And then you suppose I can't manage is keeper and manage. Anyway, we're taking your calls 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you say with regards to this touching base on the issue of a spiritual reputation. And then playing your WhatsApps 0826572729. I want to hear from you as to what you make of this. Mfundisi Nwamba, Mfundisi Wamina, Kanimambo.
Asibingelele Pastor, asibingelele nabafundisi bethu emsakazweni wesitudiyo, emsakazweni uRadio Pulpit, umsakazo wethu kuzaba lethu thokothisako. Sibingelele nababalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Manje ke mfundisi wami, le ndaba lena inkulu nenikhuluma ngayo le ikhona namhla le. Mfundisi wami, ngokuba into le ifike ibe inkinga ukuthi nabazalwane isimilo singaveli kahle. Into yodwa. Uyabona Dr. Nelson Mandela umathatha leli ebusa la. Waletha yona justice abantu bonke bayenzele justice. Bonke. Wakhuluma kuningi futhi wakhuluma nangepeace ukuthi sebenze ebantwini. Kodwa uma ulalela abantu basabulawa mfundisi. Basadutshulwa abantu. Manje uma ulalela futhi mfundisi wami kukhona abanye abantu la mfundisi i-justice ingafikanga kubo mfundisi. Bathi thini justice asiyitholi la. Manje ke uma ingafikanga justice kumuntu, umuntu kumele yena asondele phambili. Athi mina ngila, sina sila, asizanga sathola thina ubulungisa noma Manje ke sinendaba yokuthi thina bazalwana. Umuntu ivangeli lingafika ngoba ivangeli justice kaNkulunkulu mfundisi uma lifika emntwini. Uthole ukuthi alifikanga ivangeli kumuntu. Umuntu akakhona ukusebenziswa uNkulunkulu ngenxa yani ngokuba le justice kaNkulunkulu ayikho kuyena. Manje sinale yonke inge ukuthi umuntu uma ingafikanga ivangeli kuyena noma justice ingafikanga ayitholanga kumele asondele phambili kumfundisi. Atshele uPastor noma la manje khona la singalunga into eziningi. Athi mina ngithola ngi justice mina. Mina ngumtholanga uJesu Kristu mina. Ukuze izinto ziconde zonke zithi ngi ukuze umuntu abe ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu. Ngabanye ngenxa yamahloni baze bahambe boshumayela mfundisi kodwa banganasimilo sikaNkulunkulu. Kanti mabo Pastor.
Kanti mambo mfundisi mina na cancer mfundisi wami, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Give us a chat, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We are touching base on this, the issue of a spiritual reputation. The issue of a spiritual reputation. What it is even all about after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me speak to Babongane. Babongane!
Ibonga ithuba. ngiyabingelela kumfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakubafowethu e-studio, ngibingeleleke nomndeni wonke we-Radio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu oyinkosi nomsindisi wezimpilo zethu. Sibongeke insindiso ke esayithola ngomusa, spiritual reputation isihloko sanamhlanje. Ngihumusheke ngolimike lwesiZulu lithi udumo okomoya noma ongowomoya udumo. Igama elithi spirituality okomoya noma ongowomoya, ireputation ithi udumo, ukutusa, ukuphathwa ngenhlonipho noma ke isimilo esihle. I-Oxford Dictionary ithi reputation what is generally said or believed about persons or things character. A reputation for honesty, isimilo sokuthembeka, state of being thought of, respectability, ukuhlonishwa, credit or discredit, has a reputation of being a swindler. Romans chapter 8 verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Our reputation is in God's hands. He owns it as much as he owns everything in the world. Jesus never did anything to tarnish his name. He is perfect. He allowed himself to be reviled and cursed by men. He suffered a poor reputation in men's eyes. If he had not been hated, man would not be saved. It pleased God that his son was shamed and mistreated because he knew all the good that would come from it. We can read in Isaiah 53 verse 10 to 12. He also could see ahead to the time that his son will be crowned in great honor and rightfully treated for eternity. In Genesis chapter 37 to 50, there is nothing written about Joseph that shows sin, evil, or wrongdoing. He was a wonderful example of a godly Christian, and he had a wonderful reputation, even as a teenager. But the Lord allowed him to lose everything and become a slave in a foreign country. Again, he made himself a good reputation, and the Lord let him lose his reputation when Potiphar's wife lied about his purity. For years, he was in prison with no way to defend himself or restore his good name. But when God wanted Joseph to regain his honor in the eyes of men, he made it happen. Jesus went from being a prison inmate to being the prime minister of the powerful nation. God does what he will with man's reputation. God does not mind removing our good reputations from us for a time. He does not do this because he does not love us or because he is punishing us. He does it for the great good and for his glory. God sees all the good that will come from the painful events of our lives. All the time bad things happen to us, God is with us. Emmanuel, okusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu ke unathi. Akasishiyi uNkulunkulu, unathi ke kuzo zonke izimo. God sees the bigger picture. God allows situations in our lives. They are temporary. God will set you in a high place and you will be amazed at how it happened. Your reputation is safe in God's hands. Ungahlabelela lo mhlabeleli ukuthi ke namhlanje siyamangala uma sibheka ke emuva, umangala ukuthi uphunyuke kanjani. Spiritual acts of service are showing kindness and favor to others, helping, assisting, and aiding those in need. The spiritual discipline of service means choosing to do something for someone without expecting anything else in return. Spiritual service must be in our spirit and by the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 7 to 8, God says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not people, because you know that the Lord will reward each one whatever good they do, whatever they are, slave or free. Luke chapter 22 verse 27, for who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. A true follower of Jesus, we must always serve others. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the moment. Thank you for sharing. This is just amazing.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I'm keen to hear from you as to what you say about this, the very aspect of a spiritual reputation. And Thabo Mofokeng, thank you so much. Thabo Mofokeng says, greeting saints. There's a scripture in the book of Proverbs 22:28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. It's important for us to live like Christ of old and remove not the ancient landmarks. May our reputation be like that of Yeshua HaMashiach. That is what Thabo Mofokeng has written there. Thank you, Thabo. Thank you also, Mtutuzeli Leo. I really appreciate. Godfrey, my friend, thank you very much. I appreciate also there. Let me see, whom am I jumping, man? Given Moketsi, thank you very much. It says, spiritual reputation has to do with the grace of the Holy Spirit. That is, the works and the life must be confirmed by everyone that these works and life is definitely spirit-driven. Acts chapter 11, 24, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. And a great number of people were brought to the Lord, he writes them. That is given Mwaketsi there. And Frank, thank you so much. Frank says, hello, Pastor Ray. I don't have anything to say, but I'm glad that you keep on repeating what the topic is about so that those who just joined will understand. Because I realize that there's a lady who loves to engage in your topics, but sometimes she gets lost. There was a day when you were talking about spiritual light, when you were with Professor Buiso, but that lady didn't understand what the topic was about. That is why she ended up asking if Professor Buiso was a pastor or not. She thought that you were talking about load shedding. Now, I'm not going to go on reading that. No. You can't say that. Load shedding, what do you mean? Because she mentioned the word light. You didn't hear properly. Okay. Frank. And also last week I heard her asking Ubabu Bongani is a pastor or not. Aye. Frank, man, yes, Mara. Message and the gangaga. Oh, wabana. Okay. Maria Timpe says, Ukthula baholiba amabahle kanye nomndeni ka Radio Pulpit. Jabu, Sipho, Popoza. Nangu muntu engisuka. Ati Popoza, Mutha, ne Big Fish. Big Fish. Mfundisi Ray mholi wami. Amen. I respect Intobeko Umusa. I respect Intobeko Umusa Uthando ngesikhathi sizinikela. Kwashintsha konke. Amen. Ingakho ngaye sibahle sinothando. Amen. ngiyaxolisa ngibe mude ngiyazithoba. Keep well and stay blessed. Hey, Muna, you should see how this message is written. Let me show you. Hey, Muna, mina angwazi kufunda some of the things, man. Keep well. Uyayibona ne? Irrespect. Uyayibona ne? Hey, Muna, fanele ube umuntu ohlakaniphile mawufunda ama message wabantu lapho. Fanele uhlakaniphe ndoda. Hey, bahlakaniphe kakhulu abantu bashanje ama message wabashamba sinyana. Hey, Nkosi yami. And then Maru Frank and Sugel. All right. Maria Timpe says, amen. Wow, what a song, Nkosi. Popoza. No. Upopozani. Hayi popoza. Aw madoda. Yazi bayahleka. Buvusi labo khona bayahleka. Ba feel ihle ukuthi hey na yabona manje sebalinciphise kanje siyazi ukuthi uSiphi yokwada. Angengikwada. Hey madoda. Asifundeni uDingane. Dingane, we are back with you just after this.
Radio buzzing of life 657 AM.
All right, we are together right through up to the hour. It's 18 minutes before the hour. And so we want to make use of the whole of it. Dingane says, let me see what Dingane says. Dingane says, Evening Saints, reputation doesn't depend on what people are saying about you. It's about who you are that will make your reputation. Jesus was reframed as a sinner, but his identity approved him even though he was made a sinner, but his identity excelled. I think he wants to say that. Dingane, thank you so much, Dingane. I really appreciate, man. And given Mweketi, Acts 19, verse 13 to 16, evil spirits also can see one who is just taking chances on spiritual matters. One day, the evil spirit answered the seven sons of Sceva. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know about. But who are you? People will always refer to our reputation if our lives are at loggerheads with what we preach. Absolutely there. I believe it. We'll be back after this.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
All right, let's talk to Godfrey, my brother, my friend.
Evening, Babu Ray. Nabafundisi, nabalaleli lapho. E spiritual reputation say to the foundation so is Yeshua HaMashiach. And as they say, the word spiritual is actually the words of the Most High that are written in the Bible. Because we are told in John 6:63 that the words that I speak are spiritual. So anything in the scripture. So we should learn to be going to explain as it to exegesis and esogesis. Exegesis, you read the scripture as is, you take it. Exegesis, you come with your ideas and your agenda, and then you want to find a scripture that suits that. And then your reputation now in Zanjalo Ahibikon. Our reputation should be based on scripture, sola scripture alone and nothing else. Ungayihlobisi, ushumayele uchaza abantu. Ufake your own spices ne tswayi lakho. reputation yahamba kanjani, because the way it will still stand will overtake you and disprove you, and then people bane singabine be offended by scripture, by the way what is written, such that nasiba offended sifuna ukuyitwist kanjalo spiritual reputation iyabaleka and people will not trust us bazothawo lo mfundisi uthe or lo uthe mara iBhayibheli la it. It is not uNkulunkulu when he wrote these scriptures. He didn't write ukuthi afune opinion yethu or he advise or he suggestion or sim correct. Abeyangabhalelanga thina for ukuthi sizokontesta naye ngama ideas. He wrote us as his world. He didn't consult anyone. There's no one above him or below abizwe ukuthi hey uthini lapho pastor Nzoyisa pastor Zbanbane or in. No, he wrote it for himself, for us. We go along with it, le reputation. If you don't like it, I force the food. But he tells you the consequences if you don't follow. So mina a reputation is spiritual, we should stick to the scripture, to the Bible as it is written. And we shouldn't try to spin it and be offended if we don't like it. Either we get a precept somewhere to support it, and everything that we read we think we don't understand, we shouldn't explain it with our own understanding or reasoning. As Ecclesians were being warned, we shouldn't lean on our own understanding. We must get the precepts from other books, Old Testament or we knew, to cross-reference. We shouldn't put our own thing. Singabe esoteric. Singabe exogesis. Silandele scripture. And then kanjalo will attain the ultimate spiritual reputation. Kuti noma uqimizile ebusuku bathu uyazi ukuthi the scripture says this, it's not your own words or your own spin, then ke we will reach ke spiritual reputation lesifuna ukuyashua. Thank you
my friend Godfrey, I really appreciate, man. Let me play a bit of a song, as I promised. This song is from Margaret, man. I haven't played this in a long while. Just a bit of it.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Margaret there, Dwalalam, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to 7. Only 8 minutes to go, and our guests have to wrap it up a bit. But I also have Mom Maureen, man. Mom Maureen, the WhatsApp, the message is 9 minutes long. We can't have that. We can't have that. So we'll just trim it to 3 and 2, just like everybody else. And let's try it a bit. Mom Maureen.
Hey. Greetings to you, my brother in the Lord. I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Right now, ugesi uhambile. Kepha thina ever, siyambonga uNkulunkulu. Ngani ngoba, hey, you know when you have God, I'm telling you, where there is God, there is a way. I would like to bring the word about salvation. Intsindiso, Brother Ray. You know, there are people abazayo estudio singers kuti basindisiwe na. It is time, my brother, ukuthi masingabe sabi. Masesabe, let us be afraid only of God. Ngani ngoba uma sibe saba labantu benza intando yabo. Hey! Igazi labo lobuza phezu kwethu. Here is the way that I am bringing about salvation. The destiny of the wicked and of the good. You know, we have destiny. We are destined. There are wicked people, but bane destination yabo. There are good people who have their own destination. Here is the word that I am bringing. Psalms 37. It is Psalms 37. Don't be worried on account of the wicked. Don't be jealous of those who do wrong. They will soon disappear like grass that dries up. They will dry like plants that wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and be safe. Seek your happiness in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. When you seek happiness in the Lord, all the desires of our hearts comes from him. Give yourself to the Lord. Trust in him and he will help you. We put our trust in the Lord. He is our helper. Uti, he will make your righteousness shine like the noonday sun. Uti, be patient and wait for the Lord to act. Don't be worried about those who prosper or those who succeed in their evil plans. Don't give in to worry or anger. It only leads to trouble. Those who trust in the Lord will possess the land, but the wicked will be driven out. Soon the wicked will disappear. You may look for them, but you won't find them.
Now, thank you so much. I had to stop it there, but because our time is gone, we have to give our guests ample time to finish up, and I'll just give them 1 minute each so that they can wrap it up. The issue of our reputation is very important, and you know, I can say quite a lot of things, man, with regards to this, and we need to understand that the aspect of a reputation is very important. Now, when we read into Hebrews, I will look at verse 37. They were stoned, they were sawn into two, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword, they wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being afflicted and tormented, being destitute. It says, verse 38, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. Verse 39. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. But look at their reputation. Look at their reputation. Look at the cost to their own lives. What a reputation. When we say people surrendered themselves to the will of the Father and the Father used them mightily. 1 minute to you, Jabu. Finally, what do you say?
Thank you very much, my friend. What an example of a spiritual reputation there, as you are quoting. So the heroes of faith, that they suffered all those trials, tribulations, and sufferings, you know, even though they never received the promise, but they preached the gospel, they suffered for a gospel. So indeed, a good reputation. Also, in verse 2 of the very same chapter 11 says, "For by it the people of old received their commendation." You know, so by their faith, so they receive their commendation, so which is a good reputation. So it means the Lord was pleased with the manner in which they lived to display, you know, like the life of the gospel. So also we can take, you know, like a challenge from them also to really be the people who suffer and also don't really go back for the gospel, but continue so that you can be able also to earn this good reputation. And also another good reputation that I noted is in 1 Corinthians 15:33. It says, bad company corrupts a good character. So also by the manner in which we live, like the circle of our friends or company that we keep, matters the most. Because if we keep a bad company, we are standing a chance also of being corrupted. You know, then the good reputation that the Lord has placed over us will be tainted. But if also we really keep a good company, then we also are building a good reputation. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. Finally.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for what a powerful show tonight. And may our reputation, Mfundisi Mangi, Shogokina, Jogoti, our reputation, may it be pleasant unto the Father. May testify about our reputation as it did Ngojobe. It says that Unkulunkulu wathi Ngojobe, have you noticed, have you seen, there's none like him on the earth, a man who's blameless and who's upright. May our reputation be remembered like that. Paul says that the servant of the Lord must not be a quarrel, but be gently to all, and be able to teach in all. May we be remembered by that Mfundisi Phame, and we glorify our Father in everything that we do.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Sipo.
Akukhanyi ukukhanya kwethu phambi kwabantu, babona imisebenzi yethu emihle, badumisa uNkulunkulu ophilayo ngeimpilo zethu. That's what Christ has already commanded us. Inkosi Musinibusisa, he is the light. Those who follow him shall not walk in darkness, but they will follow in the light that he is. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Next week we are talking about self-exaltation. Mari ya kumbula kudala mabaya advertiser, but mase tsena o tla ga mahetla go batla ha fela i black black cat. Angazi mani ya kumbula i black cat pina patha ekudala so. Ya, abamba le mfana thi intombaza leti thabo yana ke black belt era hi ke black cat ho tlhala ka mahetla ho nya ka lindzela murena ya bona fanele kubonakaleke ukuthi i self exaltation yini ibonakala kuphi phakathi kwethu entsinza namhlanje. Thank you so much, Jabu. Blessings to you, my friend.
Blessing to you, my friend. Thanks very much, Mfundisi Motha. Mfundisi Sipho abalele bonke ngentanda nonke.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi Motha. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, my brother, and blessings to you and Usipho, Mfundisi Jabulani, nabalalele makhaya, siyanthanda kakhulu.
And of course, thank you very much also, Sipho Paulose.
Oh, popoza, abasamfaka kuzana abalaleli. Siyabonga kakhulu popoza. Charles Dominic, siyabingelela sithi papa info, and baba uMotha, we thank God for this opportunity. No mama emakhaya ogogo nomkhulu mfowethu bonke abalaleli, we love you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Next week we are talking about self-exaltation. It's been great, it's been wonderful, and we are grateful. Thank you for the calls, thank you for the WhatsApps, thank you for watching. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. We bless him that by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he continues to guide us into all truth. You and I are learning together. May the Father bless you abundantly so. Tuda Rabba.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.